violent crime. It's the way it works. It's all about stacking up the hours. How many hours a day do I commit crime? So, it's a rare day when I do a crime, but there are a lot of other days I don't do a crime, so I'm basically good. Or how many hours a month am I raping someone? Oh, it's occasional, but the rest of the time I'm basically a good person. That's how it works. They sort of balance off the timetable. We tend to also to balance off our sin with something good. You know, hey, look, I support my family. I know, I support my family. Yeah, I know, I stumble once in a while, and I'm unfaithful to my wife, and I cheat on my income tax. But I'm telling you this, I take my kids, you know, to the Saturday Little League. I'm a good dad, really. Yeah, God wouldn't keep me out of heaven. After all, I believe in God, and I believe in Jesus, and I'm basically a good person. And of course, that's the biggest lie in religion. You have to forget, in order to buy that lie, that God only justifies the ungodly. So it's not until you're ungodly and you know it. You're already ungodly, you just don't know it. But when you come to the knowledge that you are ungodly, then there's hope that you could be justified. But not until. This works for most people. Some bad over here, some good over here. Balance, I'm on the good side. I'll be okay. God certainly couldn't keep me out of heaven. There's another element in this little list of attitudes that give people a false sense of assurance. Familiarity with biblical morality. Familiarity with biblical morality. They say, well, hey, I don't deny what the Bible says. I believe in a biblical morality. I'm not pro-homosexual. I'm not anti-marriage. I'm not anti-family. I agree with that. I think sexual activity should be between a husband and a wife only inside marriage. I hold that morality. I must be on my way to heaven, and there are lots of people who fit into this category. You know, take, for example, the Mormons. They say this is their way of life, although it doesn't always work out, so I'm not certainly trying to twist the Scripture. Look, I don't have any argument with the Bible. I don't know what it says, but I think these are the kind of things that the Bible advocates, and I'm for them.